Today we hope to do an entire parak. Okay?
Well, we get to the end of Shabbos, so we can do like a few prokhamenites.
Yes, right. What can an animal wear out on Shabbos? What can an animal wear? Can it not wear out? Yaita gomo bafsar. A camel go out with its leash. Uva. Vanaka, so it's an onager or some sort of type of donkey, bechatam, which with a nose ring. Luvdukim, we're not sure exactly what that is. Gemara is going to discuss it. Pobria, another type of bit which goes in its mouth. Vasus, and a horse with a shear, which is another kind of bit or a muzzle with which you lead it. Kobal shear, any animal with which you use this kind of shear, which is this thing which around its neck, which you pull it with. Yaitzim b'shir and yimshachim b'shir, one is allowed to take them out on Shabbos with this shear on their neck or on their head. Then they can be pulled with this shear. Umatin aleim, and this shear, since may have metal, can become tame. You could sprinkle paraduma water on it, v'toivolon, and take it to the mikvah, b'makoyman, while it is on the animal, just put the animal into the mikvah. Or, I don't stress you do it in the mikvah, because the women will want to use the mikvah afterwards. Try and use a river instead, or a lake, whatever. Tan Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi b'Shumavi. Rabbi Shmuel Yosi said, name his father. There are four animals which are led by this leash. Veluin, and these are they: a sus, a horse, a parrot, a mule, a gomel, a camel, a chamor, a donkey. Amrei b'chizki, or Chizki says Simona, an allusion to this is v'chetiem agepas asus aperet agamol v'achamor. This will be the plague of these four animals. These are the four animals which happen to be pulled with an afsar, with this kind of leash. Rav Amar aloch Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosi. Rav Lo said aloch Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosi. These four animals you can use a afsar with. Luvdukis. East Tani Tani. There's some Tanoim who learned that the word Luvdukis is derived from Tani. Lagdakis. Luvdekem is one girsa. East Tani Tani Landakis. Mandamar Luvdekem. He who says that it is Luvdekem, as it appears in our Mishnah. Al Shem Velubim. It says the Libyans, the Kushim, and the blacks, the Mitzadov, were on his steps. Now, we see from this that this Luvdakis is a Libyan type of donkey or Libyan type of horse. Okay? Mandamar Landikus, he said it's Landikus, it's Avmatus. Avmatus is something to do with water. Right? What? But it doesn't help. Ma Ambatus, what's an Ambatus? A Chamar Salak. So this is the Carmenator says it's a donkey which could swim in the water. Okay, so it's something which is, which has some connection to water. Right, Ambati. Well, that's how the Carbonator figured it out, right? He didn't know what the word Ambati, he didn't know what any of these words meant better than we. But he figured Ambati is similar to the word Ambatia. It must be something to do with water, okay? But I looked at Lieberman. Even Lieberman doesn't have a shot on this. He doesn't shed any light in it. I figured he might go look in the Greek dictionaries, but nothing. Rabbi Yehuda asked the question. Geri ma boy mi lubim. Interesting Gemara. A ger which comes from Libya. Hey, imagine Gaddafi letting them come to be Megayer. Malati lev shalosh daros. You have to wait three generations for that.
We had the Shalom Brachos.
What?
We had the Shalom Shalmi Brachos.
Right, we had this already. That's right. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tzruya. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tzruya said, "Min ma denan chami chamian." Since we see, "Ha'ain pula mitzraya," the Egyptian legumes. Kedin kedain rotiv. It's a almost verbatim there, right?
Yeah.
Kedain rotiv inun tzvachin lelube. When they're moist, they call them Libyan. Kedu nagiv. When they are dry, inun tzavchin le. They call them Mitzraya, Egyptian leg beans. Hadar Mirah, this teaches us, Ger mi Lubi, Ger comes from Libya, Tzarek Lamdin Shol Shoras got away three generations because he's an Egyptian, and Loch is Egyptians got away three generations. Hadar Mirah, this teaches us, Hulubi, Humitzri, a Libyan is an Egyptian. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmashe Rabbi Yitzchak said, Halacha k'divei Talmud. This has totally nothing to do with Shabbos. This has to do with Kilayim. The halacha by Kilayim is just, you know, brought down there. What's it talking about? Mules. The halacha is k'divei Talmud. What's a Talmud? Talmud is Rabbi Huda. It's very strange. Nobody knows exactly why it's called a Talmud. This is Gemara's cryptic. But Rabbi Huda is the one who said that when you take into account the mules and donkeys, we learned in Kilayim, you take into account both the fathers and the mothers. And therefore, if the... No, the opposite. He's the one who says you don't take into account the fathers and the mothers. And therefore, it depends. You have to look at who the mother is. You don't take both father and mother. You only look at the mother. So if the mother is a horse, this is a horse mule. If the mother is a donkey, then this is a donkey mule. And the two may not be mated with each other. Recall we had at the end of Kilayim such a locha. Okay? Chachamim argue. Chachamim say we do take into account the father, right? There's a question in the Choshishim Lazerav, are we taking into account the father's contribution or not? So Chachamim say, Komim Predesacha Echor, all types of mule are one, because we look at the fathers and mothers, and ultimately, if you take both father and mother together, they're all equal in that each has one parent who's a horse and one parent who's a donkey, right? Rabbi Shmuel Shem Rabbi Zira said, Kimad Tamer Le'inyan Iser. This is talking about going back to our Mishnah. We're finished with the Kilayim Mishnah, back to our Mishnah. Just like it says in terms of Iser, V'chein Koshar Behema, in other words, that all animals may not go out. That's not a quote from our Mishnah, it's a paraphrase of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Ubame Eino Yoitza, right? What can they not go out with, right? All the animals are included in the category of what they may not go out with, right? We didn't mention in our Mishnah yet what that is, because our Mishnah talks about what yoitze, what you can go out with. But later on, I'm going to discuss what animals may not wear when they go out. So just like by that, what animals may not wear, all animals are equivalent. V'chein kol shar b'hemelinin heter, so too. That all other animals are included within the Isser, right? So too, Linyan Heter, we also say that all animals are mutter in these things mentioned in our Mishnah, which is a very interesting thing. It means even though our Mishnah says a Gomo can wear an Ifsar, and Hanaka can wear a Chatan, and a Luvdikim can wear a Prumbia, really all animals can wear this. Since these animals are salient animals which do wear these contraptions on Shabbos, so any animal can wear them as well. Why? Because just like the Isser said, no animal can go out with XYZ, which we'll see later in the Gemara, so to the Heter, once one animal is allowed to go out with ABC, so to any animal is allowed to go out with ABC. That's his perspective. Okay? V'chenasus b'shir. It says a horse can go out with a shear. So we said that it because you can sprinkle on a paraduma water and toil into the place, which seems to indicate that it becomes tummy. But lo chen tani, did we learn kol tachshiti adam tmeim? Adornments for human beings are tummy. The tachshiti beim atorim, adornments for animals are tar, right? Any jewelry, animal jewelry, is not makabel tuma. So how is this makabel tuma? Says Marty Potter basuyin lanosam. Answer is talking about where it's made lanosam. Lanosam has many different interpretations here. The Korban Aida says lanosam means that they were originally made for the noy of a person, right? In order to adorn a man, they were human earrings, and then you put them on your animal, something like that. Okay, so therefore they're already makabel tuma. Another interpretation brings down is that la noson means like to drag them, to pull them by. And so therefore it's not a tachshit, but what rather it is actually a tool. And it's a tool which a human being uses in order to pull the animal. So therefore it's makabel tuma. Okay? It's interesting. Lieberman says, really the right gersa was lanchoson. But we're dealing with here, you know, real Spartan. Real Spartan can't say a ches, right? So it says lahanosan. Lahanosan, right? So the ches just got obliterated by the accent. And that's why it's not there. He holds that there's several cases in the Yerushalmi in which the accent of the way they spoke impacts on the way the Yerushalmi is written. So a lot of the funny words in Yerushalmi, I guess, like we have the law instead of da ella, right? So that's because they spoke that way. The Bavli, in fact, says, I forget what it is, it says, in other words, they have a light language, which I guess means that they wouldn't speak, enunciate everything properly. So that would be, this would be an example of that. Okay, enough haskola. Now, the Yerushalmi seems fixated on this next problem. I mean, it comes up so many times. Hey, what about the old furrow in the ground problem? But why is there the fur on the ground problem? So we're talking about here, when you pull an animal along, you tug it, sometimes it resists. So resist, what's going to happen?
It digs its heels in the ground.
So we got the old chritz problem, right? All right, this comes up, it's amazing amount of times in the Shabbos.
You're not allowed to pull the animal in the
what? Yeah, you are allowed to pull the animal.
I thought you had coax it. Call it or
No. At this stage, we're going to see that later on, but not now. Right now, we're still holding you allowed to pull the animal. Truth is, you're allowed to pull the animal except by a leash. Because a leash, sometimes a leash will sort of be carrying, but tugging at the bit or something like that will not be a problem. Okay, that we're going to discuss. Okay, it says the Gemara, so Elik Rebbe Shimon, this is a dove, Shimon is Miskavin, like Rebbe Shimon said, the tiny, lo yigar ha'odam, the person on track, esa mito the bed, vesa kise the chair, vesa safsol the bench, vesa katedra the easy chair, and they show us a chrit, because you might make a hole, Rebbe Shimon ma'at here. Okay. It's like this. The Tani learned tell us, Goreres, you're allowed to drag a door. Martel's Goreres, you're allowed to drag a mat. Knikolin, I forget what that is. It's like a window stopper. It's not, instead of glass, when you pour, you use this Knikolin, which is like wood with a lot of holes in it. Pinpricks of some sort. It's like a screen, a wooden screen, in lieu of a glass. Gori allowed to drag. Posech v'no, b'Shabbos, you're allowed to close and open and close this window stopper on Shabbos. Main circle of Yotif, it goes out saying on Yotif. The tiny kid, we also learned, Machzeles, a mat, which you're using also as a window pane or something similar. Shikshur v'tliya b'amud, which is we're tied and hanging down from a column. Posech v'no, b'Shabbos, you're allowed to put it back and forth in place. Vein tzorchem yontif, certainly a yontif. And you're allowed, of course, the reason why brother Stein is allowed to drag it on the ground, and you're not afraid it's going to make a hole in the ground. You can do azah, sprinkle the pour aduma water, and tovel them when they are still in place. Tamati, we learned lo tipo ben machit rapei. A woman can't tovel in her garments until she loosens them, or in her belts, actually in her hair. Yet here it says you're allowed to tovel and sprinkle water, pour aduma water on the bit while it's still on the animal. So Ramona said, talking in our Gemara where it's soft, it doesn't adhere tightly to the animal. Right, it's loose, a better word. Kamba futsim, the other place to talk about where there's no room. A futsim we mentioned is from the language of Ephes, right? There's no room between the woman and her jewelry. In that case, she has to loosen them in order to allow the water to enter. Okay? Halacha beis. Chamor yotze mimirdas. A donkey can wear out a blanket. Right, it's like a pack blanket. As long as it's tied onto the donkey. Haschorim yetzin lebuvim. Males can go out lebuvim. The Gemara is going to explain what that is. Rechelet yotzot shchuzos. Female sheep can go out shchuzos. The Gemara is going to explain what that is. Kevulos. Ukbunos. The Gemara is going to explain what those are as well. Vayizim turos. And goats are allowed to go out with tied udders or teats on the udder. Rabbi Yossi Oser Bekulin forbids all these things, except for sheep who are covered with this covering called kavunos. Rabbi Yossi Oser Bekulin forbids all these things, a goat can go out with its teats dried up in order to dry it up for milk. But if you're not, if you're doing it in order to hold the milk in, because then you're having the animal really do work for you. What's the work? Bearing the milk. No, bearing the milk, carrying it from place to place, right? Because you're putting the, you're tying the udder like to stop up the milk so the milk shouldn't fall out. So it's actually, so to speak, carrying the milk for you until it gets, you get to a convenient place to milk it. Okay? Shmuel Amar. What? It may be. The milk is good. Shmuel Amar. Shmuel says, Bikshura lo me'erev Shabbos. You're only allowed to keep the blanket on its back when the blanket is tied on from before Shabbos. Now it's tied on Shabbos. Chana mi guftei, so Chana from the city of Guftei. Amar kumi Shmuel, yes, in front of Shmuel. Rechia Barashi lo noike. I don't understand. Rechia Barashi didn't allow it in any event, right? He didn't allow you to have a blanket tied on. So says the Gemara, no. Amar Lei, Shmuel said, no, you will clear it. He even allowed Shmuel, even Rabchia Barashi, even allowed to put a, Rabchia Barashi even allowed you to put a feed tray and tie it onto the animal. Okay, he said you're even allowed to try the feed tray. Now the feed tray is just in order to make it easier for it to eat. It's a luxury for the animal, right? Right, a feeding bag, right. It's a feeding bag. It's a luxury for the animal. Yet nonetheless, he allowed you to tie it on. So it's the animal. So he certainly should have allowed you to tie on a blanket, which is not a luxury but a necessity for an animal, as long as you do it from before Shabbos. Okay? The tidings you learned, you learned that you're allowed to give feedbacks to animals as long as you tie them on from before Shabbos. Hey, so Rabbi Akiva Papa Kumi Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Akiva Papa asked for Rabbi Zira. What tidings we learn? Chevel Shukashu Vepara. It says a rope which is tied onto the cow. Conscious of babies, you can tie the other end onto the trough. Babies, if one end is tied onto the trough, conscious of a boy, allowed to tie the other end to a cow. I understand when it's tied onto the cow, you can tie it onto the trough. Okay, fine. But obviously, however, when it's tied onto the trough, conscious of a boy, I can tie it onto the cow. Aren't using the sides of the animal Shabbos, which you just had at the end of the Bavli Masech, the Shabbos, is prohibited on Shabbos. You're not allowed to use the sides of an animal, so how can you tie on a rope from the trough to the animal? So says the Gemara, on my Rava Seti Poter, understand in the following case. You don't make permanent knots, but rather temporary knots. Says, well, what does that help? I'm Rabbi Yeshu Shani. It's Tadi Beima Ben Keshes Shukamah Ben Keshes Sheno Shukamah. Does it make a difference to the prohibition of using the side of an animal, whether it's a permanent knot or a temporary knot? That's not relevant. You're not allowed to use the side of the animal in order to latch on. So how can so what difference does it make if it's a permanent knot or a non-permanent knot? Right? No difference. So says the Gemara. You're right. You gotta say the same about like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. The title Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. When it's allowed to use the side of an animal on Shabbos. Says that we don't pass that way. We pass only see that starting as mutter on the side of the side. That's gonna come up in a minute. Says the Gemara. How can you say this? I'm not sure exactly what the flow is. I'm not sure if it's a question or a statement. I think it's a question. How can you allow the side of an animal? It's like the side of a tree which you do not permit. So Ramona said, Ki amteya, I reside. I explained it. You're not using the tzadim, but the tzadim. The side of the side. How so? You attach the rope to another rope. There's already a rope on the animal's back.
Right.
We allowed seed starting with
the
bottom.
I
don't think the Gemara ever phrased the question. Gemara just took it as a double question that they're connected. Gemara assumed the parallel. No, they're also on the balcony. Yeah.
That's
what
you
said. You couldn't use armor.
I don't think so.
You said couldn't use the side of a tree.
Side of
sight. Because he didn't pay it.
The whole, it's a debt. He still owes it. Bob's saying the same thing by an animal. I think we also said in the Gemara and Bavli the same thing by an animal.
Now, the rope is tied to
his children.
The front of the animal.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. All parts of the animal consider to be a sign. Okay? Says the Gemara, levuvin. Males can go out with levuvin. What does levuvin mean? Shunosin or mikursinun. Or here in the Pnei Moshe Shem says, suburcinun. You put a tough piece of hide from the tanners, right? A bursaki is a tanner, right? A kenega levo opposite the heart of the animal you want to protect, who matches kenega chaya, and it acts as a shield against, you know, wolves and other wild animals coming and attacking this cow or whatever other animal it is. Rechelim yotzim shkuzos. Sheep can go out shkuzos. Tani shkuzos. There's some tanoim who learned that it's shkuzos. Tani shuzos. Those said shuzos, right? Again, the same thing Lieberman said before, right? The ches is gone, right? Shuzos. So man them are shuzos. He says shuzos. The truth is, Hilu Shami though doesn't go that way. It's not right against Lieberman because Hilu Shami darshan is the lack of the ches. How so? Manamar shuzos me'atadon. Shuzos means that they are intended. Now this is intended to facilitate animal husbandry. It's this somehow the tail is lifted up in the sky, lifted up so the female animal's posterior is available for procreation. Okay. It's not. It doesn't say that he used these contraptions, but this contraption is meant for that purpose. Okay. So Madamar chooses Matadon. They are prepared for procreation. Kamadatema, like it says, she's zona. You are attired like a prostitute, mutsura slave, and your heart is treacherous, or rather, trying to entice or lay siege to an innocent young lad. So shizona is shuzo, right? It's attired like a prostitute. This animal is being attired like a prostitute to attract the male to procreate with it, right? Man says me ayin dan demar, right? Which really is like man damar, a whole bunch of extra syllables there, right? Man damar shchuzos, you learned the word shchuzos, kemadatema emashchizin is a sacking, like it says, not allowed to sharpen a knife. So here too, the woman is sharpened in the, you know, cruising sense, right? Looking for somebody to procreate with. Says the Gemara, Kivunos. What does Kivunos mean? Mentioned a mission that you can send Rechelim out Kivunos. So that is, they wear some sort of garment, Lamilas, in order to protect the wool, so the wool should be fine. Okay. Kivulos. What does kivulos mean? Our Mishnah with a lamin. Shloyal elan zocher. It's like a chastity belt that the males should not procreate with them. Rabbi Amishai Rechia said, "Vaykalahem eretz kavul." We have a biblical etymological derivation of this. It says that the land was called the land of kavul, which means curtailed or restrained. Like a cable in modern Hebrew is kivalim. Actually, the Gemara was too. You know, so here it's a land which is restrained, cabled in. Erichino Sepiro is a land which has no, which cannot make fruit. This is land which Hiram, the king of Tyre, gave to Solomon as a gift. So he gave it to originally, it seemed to be magnanimous originally, but it was not because it was fruitless land, and that was called Eretz Kavul. It was restrained land, couldn't grow anything. Rabbi Yomar Izim Tzuyotos Ruos, goats can go out when they are wrapped. In other words, their teats are bundled, are knotted liabesh in order to dry them up, avalola chalei, but not if you intend to milk them. Tayrudu ben Maseomer, ben liabesh ben lechola, both, or whether you intend to tie up the teats to dry them out or to preserve the milk, it makes no difference, it's awesome. Yo, so I'm Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseo. We say we like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseo's far. Sincerely, we like it. Now, why do we like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseo's far? So the all of the explained based on the Gemara a couple lines later. That's because of Marzain. Because you might know why you're tying up the teats for a legitimate altruistic reason, but not everybody else knows. Yeah, because we don't know the. But we all know our sign in the same city.
But
the Gilead Shas, that holds, all he said was that the Ushami doesn't hold in the Chajri Chadorim, it's also,
right?
It's not Chajri Chadorim.
Okay.
It could be public, right? So it says, Yosemar, Rabbi Yosemar, Rabbi Matam in the Rabbana. And Rabbi Yasi Barbab, Rabbi Bob, B'Shem Rabbi Yudha, Rabbi Yechlan, Mati Boy said the same thing. He inclined to say the same thing, B'Shem Rav, the name of Rav. Aloha, Kedivari Mishoim, and Aloha is like the he who says, Bein Liabish, Bein Lecholava, so whether you're doing the dry or the milk and saucer, Mishum Mi Mephus, because who can tell the difference? Mephus literally means who can draw lots and decide which is Mutzer, which is Osir. You have to assume that all are Osir, and therefore it's Osir to make use of it. Okay? Says the Mishnah further. To tie the knot. In the teeth. You know, it's also to tie the knots in order to prevent the milk to come out because of marasite. So what may an animal not wear out? A camel cannot go out with the mitutelus. The more it's going to explain that is. Loakut, not tied by its hands, loragul, nor by its legs. So too here it says, all other animals, right? They're not allowed to go out. That's what we were dying before. So it says, v'chein kol shar beimo by, I see Tak is explicit in the Mishnah. It says, v'chein shar kol beimo by, that which you may not wear out. So the v'chein kol shar beimo goes and what that which you may wear out as well. You may not tie camels together, v'yim shok, and draw them simultaneously. Machlis chavolim to tochiyada, but you can put a whole bunch of ropes into your hand. Biyamshich and pull. But actually, as long as you don't wrap the ropes around your hand. What is the problem wrapping the ropes around your hand? What problem would that create? What?
Yeah.
What's up? You'd be carrying the string in your hand. Is there any hot water? No. You can turn it on though. It's downstairs. We'll wait for you. More further. We just did the mission, right? What does a mitul tell us? So kadok kippah, it's kippah is like a hood. The mashva gvin, so the carbon hater says a woman uses to cover her eyebrows. They're very machmir, covering hair in the old days. The other mafarshim say differently. They say it's used to cover kari to cover the hump, right? Kibain in Hebrew is a hunchback. So it means the mashva gvinza means it covers the hump of a camel. So that's what a matutelis is. You can't have an animal wear this hump cover out on Shabbos, right? It's totally unnecessary, right? Okud biyado achas. Okud is where it's tied. One leg of it is tied to hamper its walking, right? Ruggles b'shtei ruggles, when the two legs are when not a hand is tied, the four leg, but rather two back legs are tied together. In order to tie camels to each other and pull them. Why? Because of suspicion. People shouldn't say, Ish ploini, yaitse lasas malachto Shabbos. Oh, I see Yaakov is taking his camels out to go to work on Shabbos. Asi says it's a problem of kilayim. What does it mean, a problem of kilayim? Says, you're going to put all the ropes in your hand, right? Some ropes might be made out of linen, some out of wool. They might get wrapped together, knotted together. You'll have a problem of shotness. Okay? Now, the next line the Mashbiach takes out, everybody basically takes it out to a certain extent, but the Mashbiach takes it out completely. And we start, we take out the line to Karuach El Tzavar. Karuach El Tzavar. You see that? Two lines hence? Yeah, Mr. Zuger, first word in line is Karuach. Okay, Karuch al Tzavar Behema, if you have the rope for with which you're going to lead the animal wrapped around the neck of the animal, us, it's forbidden. Meshul Shemit Tzavar Behema, if it's dangling down from the neck of the animal, mutter, that's okay. Ravuna Raviu, the Tarvei Moshem Shmuel. Ravuna Raviu, both names Shmuel argued about this. Chad Amar Miyodo also, one says if it comes out of your hand, it's forbidden. Mitzavar Beima, if it comes out of the neck of the animal, it's permissible. The Chorah Machlif, the other one said the exact opposite. What's the machlokas? Madamar miyodo asur, he says if the rope is drooping out of your hand, it's forbidden. Mishum masi b'shabbos, because it looks like you're carrying a load on Shabbos. Okay, if the leash or whatever else you have droops out of your hand, you're carrying a load. That's why it's mutter only if it's mamish, closely tight to the neck of the animal, right? Madamar miyodo. Mutter, he says the exact opposite. When it comes to hands, mutter, it's ibnei shafsar, because it is looks like a leash. Everybody knows it's a leash. It says efshar, but the typo says mashbiach. It's afsar, it looks like a leash. However, mitzavar beima.
What
does he say? I
don't
understand.
What does
I skipped the line.
What,
no, I didn't.
What does Rav Nachman say?
You don't have to pay for the
first one. I skipped the line. For sure skipped the line. Let me go back again to Chad Amar, which is right by the little Dalet, right before little Dalet. Chad Amar miyodo aser mitzavar beimam mutar. From his hand, it's forbidden. If it droops from his hand, it's aser. If it slightly adheres to the neck of the animal, it's permissible. Chor and Machlev, the other one says the exact opposite. Chad Amar miyodo aser, he says if it droops from his hand, it's aser. Mishum matzah shabbos, looks like you're carrying load on Shabbos. Mitzavar beimam mutar, why is it? When it totally adheres to the neck of the animal, it's okay, because the animal has no inherent prohibition of carrying load on Shabbos. Now, what about the other opinion? It says if it droops out of your hand, it's okay being a tzavsar, because it looks like a leash, and that's okay. Mitzavar beima osur, if it comes out of the, if it's only on the neck of your animal, however, it's forbidden. Why? Because mitzvah shvisas be'ato kamo, because he owes you taka mechuyev to make sure your animal stops doing work on Shabbos, right? Shneamit says the mani enoch shorcha v'chamalecha kamocha. Says your animal should wear a rest like you. So therefore, this looks too much like work. Now, truth is, it's not work. It's just a leash or a collar. But it looks like work, therefore it's awesome. Okay? Now, of course, many collars are mutter. It's this collar which is awesome, right? This is a case where you have a collar which is, I think, one piece together with a leash, and that's forbidden. Okay? Says Gemara. Rabbi Zira said, "Yado aser mitzaver beim aser." Doesn't matter how it's constructed. Whatever way it's constructed, you name it, I aser it for you. Tefach miyado tzaver beim aser. And even there's only a tefach from his hand to the neck, that's aser. Or it's a tefach. How much could it droop? Doesn't matter. Boom, 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 aser. That's what I was about to say. Rabbi Zira said, "Miyado aser." Droops out of your hand, it's aser. Tzavar beim aser. Droops out of the animal's neck, it's aser. Tefach miyodah aser. There's only tefach from your hands to the neck of the animal. Aser. Vezu zu shum mutzer. So how do you drag your animal on Shabbos? The leash is bad. How can you drag it? So that's why you're right. Amar Rabbi Yochanan bar Maria, ma David tavus, he wants to do it well. Nogid lo, he'll drag it. Kohadin susi surakaya, like the Arab horses. How do the Arabs drag their horses? Nobody knew here exactly either, but the Bnei Moshe says what I think is closest. He says they drag them verbally. Giddy up! That's all you're allowed to do. because the leash looks like a load, so that's forbidden. The only thing you're allowed to do is drag them verbally. Okay? Weiter. Halacha Daled. A donkey cannot wear out a blanket. His man shed a kshura low, but it's not tied onto the donkey, because my philosophy might come to carry it. Or it looks like a load, whatever. Either or could be a valid swara. The lobe is zug, and it can't wear out a bell. Ava bishu bokeh, even though the bell is stopped up. The lobe sum savar can't wear a ladder on its neck to prevent it from turning around scratching its wounds. The lobe tzur shabaraglo can't wear out a string or belt on its leg. Okay? I forget what they wore that string or belt for. It's in order to shape the way it walks. Chickens cannot go b'chutim with strings, lo b'tush raglim, nor with this belt on their legs. And the male sheep cannot go out with a little wagon, which they used to wear under their tails to keep the tails intact. Sheep cannot go out chanunos. What that is, the Gemara is going to discuss. A little young calf cannot go out with a gimon. What that is, the Gemara is going to discuss. And a cow cannot wear out porcupine flesh in order to protect itself. May not wear out a neck between its a belt between its horns. Parashah Blesman as I hoise yetzibritzua shemen karnea did go out that way. Shlo brata nachomi and chachomi were highly displeased with him for allowing that to just happen. Okay, Tani. We learned in the Braisa. Ava metayelu ibar b'chatzir. You know, now to tie a blanket on the top on a donkey on Shabbos, right? It has to be for before Shabbos. And if it's not tied on, you can't use it. You can't use the donkey. However, you're allowed. That's not 100% true. You're allowed to use the donkey in your own courtyard, right? In your own courtyard, we're not afraid you're going to carry because it's not Rosh Hashanah Rabbi. So if you're allowed to keep the untied blanket on your animal's back as long as you're in your own courtyard. No. It's a misconception we have that a donkey is completely mukta. It means you can't use it for anything which is not essential, but it's not mukta like a stone. You can do essential activities with it. You can walk with it in the yard. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Zirotzer, Avlini, and Eikufke, and this is true also about a saddle. Tani Yetzu, Achamor, Bogim, Shlo, Bishul, Chamamo. A donkey may be let out on Shabbos with its saddle in order to warm it up. Avloi Yishra, Samasruchi, but you should not tie down the flaps. And not push down the belt underneath its tail, because these are signs that I forgot what these are signs are. Looks like maybe looks like you're going to sell them. No, Rabbi Cormier says looks like you're going to load them with a pack. So therefore, that's also because that looks like Malach on Shabbos. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Bokum Rabbi Zira. Rabbi asked a very poignant question for Rabbi Zira. He said, Minon Eile Melaya. From where do we learn all these parameters? So fair, because not based on a single Doraisa. Where do we learn all the parameters for? So to answer them, you know what? It's Nina we learned. The laws of Shabbos like mountains dangling from threads. How well we know that feeling, right? Says Gemara. Now, the Rabbi Yirmiyahu, we go back to his question. Something wrong in the sequence of the Gemara. But the bottom line is that we ask, what's the difference between all these halachas? Why some things you can tie on, some things you can't tie on, some things in the yard, not in the field, and so on and so forth. Okay? So how can you extrapolate from one to the other? Says Gemara v'Yosef Nei. So he asked him a question back. Rabbi Zira asked Rabbi Yirmiyah back, Mabim Sulum Lakshishos. You're asking me about this, why don't you ask me about another case? What's the difference between a ladder, which you're not allowed to tie in the back of an animal, right, the red from scratching where it has a wound, and a kshishos, which is okay. What's a kshishos? I forgot. It's the setting for a broken leg that you're allowed to wear out. The animal's allowed to wear out. What's the difference between one and the other, right? Assume it's a fractured leg, not a broken leg. So it says, Gemara, Kshisha Sulam Yesh Bamamish. That's different. There I understand. A ladder, you got to ask for putting on the back of an animal because it is substantial. Kshishos, the thing which sets a broken limb in place, it's not substantial, so therefore you didn't have to ask for it. People are not going to make mistakes. Ask him another question. Why are you allowed to put on the settings of a broken limb on an animal but not an expert amulet? Why not amulets? Amulets are just as good, aren't they? I mean, just as valid. So says the Gemara.
Disease.
Also cures. Do you want to go back and get hot water? So? Takes somebody like me to sympathize with your plight. There's more further. So Mavin Kshishas Ben Kambiya Mumche. The Tani also being Mitzis, but you can't give an animal an expert amulet. I'm Rav Dimi said, yes, even I had another kasha. We didn't answer that question yet. I don't think we do. What's it between the splint? Dressing we not allowed to wear out on Shabbos. Animals not allowed to wear out. So he's Tani, and Yoytzim Bishop Kishoshis. The truth is even by splint. Their Tanoim will say you can't go with a splint. He's Tani, Yoytzim. Some say you can't go with a splint. On Rabbi Chia Baradoa, Tani and Inun. They are two separate Tanoim, and they are consistent. Mandamar, he who says Yoytzim Kishoshis can wear out a splint, Yoytzim Baradoa holds you can wear a dressing out. Mandamar, any Yoytzim Kishoshis, the one Mandamar says you can't wear a splint out, any Yoytzim Baradoa Chagai Makos, you can't wear a dressing on a wound out. By the way, the Meiri, who didn't hold of Kamiyas, as you know, I don't know if he didn't hold of Kamiyas, I don't think he held of Kamiyas, if I recall correctly, he would say that for human being, we let you wear Kamiyas for the placebo effect. But for an animal, we don't let you, you're right, there's no placebo effect necessary, so if we don't let the animal wear Kamiyas out. Yeah, but Shabbos is more significant because Tzar Bel Chaim is Doraisa. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe because it looks like Shvitzas Bema is also a Doraisa. So for Max, say like a Doraisa. Well, I don't know. It's a good question. Hey, I don't know. Maybe you have to be mafkin the animal. I don't know. It's a good question. Should have put it out of its misery from before Shabbos. All right. En eschorim yoytzim ibnei ba'gol shetaus al Yerushalayim. They can't wear the wagon under their tail. Why? Of course, ibnei shuos achritz. Because it makes the wagon makes a hole in the ground. Okay, this is a little bit difficult because we said before. Wagons, wheels don't make holes, they compact the dirt. You're saying it makes a hole, but it must be a small wagon makes a hole. A large wagon just compacts. Okay? What does chanunos mean? The sheep cannot wear a hat of wool to protect them. Rabbi Yasser Chamer Bar Chanina said, Ikaru, it's a root. Which is called Yachnuna, and they put it in the, if you remember from the Bavli, the same thing, they put it in the sheep's nose, so it should sneeze, and sneeze at all the head worms which it has. Okay? Rabbi Zira, boykum Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Zira asked Rabbi Yossi, Leisadom, Rosh, Oslabem, let's say, become Yamumche. Didn't we say already? Okay, now it's about the Kamiyamumche. Right? So here too, why is this any better than a Kamiya Mumche? Lechaira, this is this root in the nose is like a kamiya. So if you can't go with a kamiya, you shouldn't be allowed to go out this either. So I could have said a chiluk. You obviously could have said a chiluk too, right? There's between a kamiya, which is mystical, and this, which is very practical. But the Gemara doesn't give an answer like that. Whereas the Zamalai said, in bavlaya, ishkoyach, you Babylonian. The kamtullah, he understood. In other words, it's a raya that the chanuros, which is permissible, must not be with this little roots in the nose, because then it should be also, because it's no better than kamiya mumche. It must be talking about with the cap, and the cap is mutzer because it's not a kamiya, it's not healing, it's just something to protect, and that's okay. Ein egel yotze b'kibimo. A cow cannot go out. A calf cannot go out of the gimon. What's a gimon? Ravuna mar barnir, a small yoke, in order to train it, in order to break it in. Rechitza mar pinkasa. Pinkasa is a beam of wood. Same idea. Abba baravuna amar sartia. Sartia is yet another thing. It's a different thing. How should we call it? It's like a clamp underneath its chin to prevent it from nursing. In other words, you want to wean it from nursing, so you put this clamp up so it can't go down or nurse from its mother. Okay? Says the Gemara, istani tani gimon. Some versions say gimon. Istani tani gimol. With a lamet, not with a nun. Madam argimon, that's like halakufka agmon rosho. Do you want to bend? I forget what an agmon is. But an agmon is something with a bent head. It's an animal with a bent head. I forget which one. So, Naven, so this, because this is a small yoke. It's a training yoke. What are yokes for? For bending the head. So that's what it's agmon. Madam argimon, you say it's gimon, which is a harness to prevent nursing. That's bataleu imo kasher gamalto. It's like it says by Chana that she took Shmuel up with him, went to the Mishkan when she weaned him. So ligmol means to wean. So a gimol is a contraption made to wean an animal away from nursing from its mother. Okay. Badamar gimol v'seil Rav Chista. He says that the girsa is gimol. That's a raya for Rav Chista that we're talking about a pinkasa. Right, manda mar gimol. We say Abba Baravuna. Ravuna said that it's something to prevent nursing. Lo parabara kupa. You're not allowed to send a cow out of porcupine hide. Shunosin, or what do you do with this little porcupine hide? Shunosin or kupa. And then you put it between her udders. Yishush lotinak is born in order to prevent her from nursing her child. We said the cow of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah went out with a belt between its ear, between its horns, without Chazal's consent. Rabbi Bar, Rabbi Shmuel, Tarvei, and the Amrun, they both said, Divei Chachomim, Chazal held, Afili Moshe Baser. You're not allowed to have that belt there, even using in order to pull or tug the animal. Right? It's forbidden. However, very interesting. Rabbi Bob Sherman Shmuel said, if I saw Karnel Kaducha, if it was drilled in a hole through the horn, then that's okay. Because then it doesn't look like a load the animal is carrying. It looks like a part and parcel of the animal. Right. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yasek Kashisa Kubi Rabbi, ask for Rabbi Bob. My Lord, Sinirel Anoka Bechatam. Didn't we learn? Oh, we didn't learn any case where it's drilled into the animal, except for an onager with its nose ring, right? So how do you know this is the same thing? Rabbi Zira b'shem Shmuel said, "Shorshi suku suka raz new issue." Rabbi Zira is a new thing. Rabbi Zira b'shem Shmuel said, "Shorshi suku ra and a ox, which is a difficult business. Yaita prumbia shlo, you can take out of it out with its prumbia, which again is a type of bit or muzzle in order to keep it in line." Rabbi Sein Shubgol Onog, okay, this is the meaning in Bovel. Rabbi Laya and Rabbi Yudah b'sherechia b'sherechia said, "Kelav yaita b'soiger bo shlo." A dog can go out, it's like a cross between a muzzle and a collar. Something, you know, something which a contraption you put around the dog. Imlakos bo, also. Not if you're going to use this contraption in order to beat the animal, in order to beat the dog. Why? Not because of Tzar Balechaim, but then you might come to carry in order to beat the dog, right? So this is a versatile tool. We use not just to lead the dog, but also to beat it. Good invention. However, if you have this collar muzzle in order to prevent it from turning on its leash and chewing on its leash, then that's okay. Now getting back to Elizabeth Azariah, it says his cow went out with the ritzua. So you know, so says Gneiv Amar Halacha. He didn't. It wasn't actually his cow went out. Halacha. He paskin that a cow is allowed to go out with a belt. Hayam Alamid Abani used to go around teaching this. Kedah Detnan Shalom. That says Chachamim were displeased that he was teaching this. Tani Reb Yuda. I thought it was time for Mara, but we still have two more minutes. Tani, Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi says, Rav. Oh, I forgot what this means. Oh, it's a typo. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi, the Bar Dalaya. Okay, the Bar Dalaya. Was the place where he's from. He said over that when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah did this, Amalo, the rabbi said, Owa Momi Ben Oseino, either leave the yeshiva, in other words, you go in Cherem, very strong, or get that belt out from between its horns. This is a big cost to let. Am Rabbi Yisrael Bun. Rabbi Yisrael Bun said, Shaya Matris Kenegdom. Why they get so upset at him? Because he was adamant in his opposition towards them. Literally, he was defending himself against them very strenuously. I'm Rabbi Chanina. Chanina said, "Pam achas yotzo." The truth is, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah didn't do this every week, and he didn't do this intentionally. But at the one time, it happened. And you should know he was so guilty about this. His shchirut shina min atzomus, his teeth got black from all the fasts he fasted in order to atone for this one-time occurrence. Rabbi Edi said, no! It wasn't his animal who wore the belt. The chutre ishto aisa. It belonged to his wife, whose name was chutre. You know what chutre means? A stick, right? Isn't the symbolism obvious? Right. So that was the name of his wife.
Chutre. That's why his teeth
come black. Okay. Wait a minute, but it said in the Mishnah his cow, right? Oh, how do we know that wives are called cows, calves? Because it says by Samson and Delilah, right? Lulechar actually wasn't Delilah, it was his first Philistine wife. Lulechar Ashen Beg Lossi, had you not plowed with my calf, Lomitzazachidossi would not have been able to interpret my riddle. So we see that wives are called calves. Right. In Bavel they said, in the Bavli, Taka says, that Shechinoso Aisa, it was his neighbor. The neighbor who had the cow, a neighboring woman who had the cow, and he didn't protest when her cow went out with the belt. Asking Rabbi Yeshodom, then, or Shoshkinos, is somebody punished because of their neighbor? Yes. Rabbi Kiris Didma said, Lamedcha teaches you, Shekomishu Sveka Biyoda Limchos, anybody who has the capacity to protest. Veino Memachi does not protest. The other person's iniquity is borne by him. That's why Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was held accountable.